Christianity has been politicized and tribalized. So you are a member of this church. If you go to a church where the Calabar man be pastor, G.O., who are the people where they fool that church? Calabar people. Ethnic people. Akwa Ibom people. And they go fool there. If na Yoruba be G.O., who go fool there? Na Yoruba people. Deputy G.O. will be Yoruba. Area G.O., assistant G.O. will be Yoruba. Provisional leaders will be Yoruba. Zonal coordinators will be Yoruba. If the G.O. na Igbo man uncle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's the same thing. Now, a Hausa man. If it is not a statement God is making, if you don't catch him, you will never catch him doing anything again. He put a Hausa man here. And the generality of the people sitting, in fact, none of his tribal man holds any position in this church. Not even my own son here, Joseph, who is also a prophet, have I ordained. I've not ordained him. Last week, you sent message to me several times, you have message. On Tuesday, you sent message, you say you have message for some people. How many times? I say, no time. Before he reach in turn, no time. If it's a trouble, this is not he gonna be the first person. Won't I prepare him in case I die? He go take over now. No, is it not what is happening? Can't you see God is making a statement? How did I know this? Where is this spirit coming from? God's attributes we have manifested to his bride in this last age. We have all the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are raised up for and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. For the original land, the original war. Is what I believe. The son of man, that's ever seen, will be on the original. We are the one made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say. Our names are still within the carpet we have seen. We are anointed. Yes, we are anointed in fire. And we are fire. Who's original life? The original sin, the original war. It's what I believe. The God of man, the God of man, the God of man, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when the prophetic gift in this church was to move to another level, the first person that began to manifest where you will call name and address was Joseph. And Joseph started manifesting that gift. Praise the Lord. And it is the same Joseph that picked the mother of Godwin and say, you have a son by the name of Godwin. And God is saying, it's his servant. Go and bring it. Then Godwin was OPC Agbero for Oshodi. Amen. But that same Godwin came, and that Godwin has been ordained here. Joseph has not yet been ordained. It's a statement we are making. It's a statement we are making. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By every qualification, Iko is not a graduate. He is a graduate. Last year he finished his NYSC. He's a graduate of geology and mining. Hallelujah. So, if by education, by everything, amen, it will have been there now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But we are past that level of Christianity. People who don't know me, they'll come and be calling me and they start speaking Hausa to me. I go say, see this one. Hello? They begin to knock Hausa for me. So that if I hear Hausa, then I will give you special attention. Say, this one, I don't know who they talk to. We are past that type of Christianity, sis. Past that type of Christianity. Our eyes of understanding,
He has opened up at last. And should need to raise ours. We are seen now in the past. We should be the
responder.
And we are responding to our God. Who's original?
Hallelujah!
The original,
the original,
the original,
the original one,
the original
one. It's what I believe.
It's what I believe.
The Son of Man,
the Son of Man, is the good that never came to be unveiled.
The original,
the original, the
original.
Almost everywhere, whose eyes are all aflame. With a fire, a bell, a fancy boat, which plays and made them clean. It is burning down within my heart. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
I am 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 one of them.
are not one of them, keep quiet. Oh. If you are not one of us, keep quiet. Oh. If the wear trousers are not single, if the palm your hair are not single, if the sleep with your boyfriend not single, you are not one of us. Let me hear the brothers. Oh, if you are 419, not single. If you are a drunkard, not single. If you are fornicator, keep quiet. You are not one of us, so fornicator. Every liar here, 419, you are not one of us. So. Everybody. One of them.
I am one of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad
I can say I'm one of them.
One of them.
One of them.
I am one of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
See now, if you are one of us, you are one of us. If you are one of us. You must be one of us. So, don't be like I went to Port Harcourt, one intermediary church. Then I was at the altar. Then a sister started prophesying. Thus said the Lord, my people. My people, I brought my servant. Listen. Hey, because he said, now snake they talk. Ha! Are they for altar? My people. I be your people. Snake. My people. He said, I brought my servant. Me, servant of snake. Amen. So after service, I called the pastor. I said, two sisters prophesied. I say, not because I talk through them. Oh. He said, no, they are, God uses them mightily. I said, go bring them. Come. Praise God. I said, two of you were prophesying today. I said, but you know you were not prophesying by the Spirit of God. Do you know that? Inside room. Pastor's office. Think it's one of those blind pastors that have been visiting this church. I said, shut up! And the demon begin to say, okay, I will confess. Okay, let me confess. Okay, let me confess. The pastor opened his mouth. Ha! Ah. My people. Now all of us, I'm one of them. One prostitute, today, they're not there. I'm one of them. One of who? If you are one of us, can I see your hand up? Clap your hands for Jesus. Now you are one of us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you are a believer of this end time message we preach in this church, can I see your hand up? Then you are one of us. We are traveling on the right road.
We are traveling on the right road.
There is one way to the city of God.
To the city of God.
We are traveling
on the right road.
Hallelujah. I was meditating on a scripture in the afternoon today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. Can you screen it? It said, for you see your calling, brethren,
how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Verse 26 again. It says, for you see your calling, brethren, how that? He said, not many wise men after the flesh profess all this. Full of knowledge until they say there is no God. Not many wise men after the flesh. Not many mighty, big names you know. Not many noble are called. Then he came to weak things like us. A general overseer of one of these Pentecostal churches, they have just charged him to court that he said he's a professor. And he mentioned that they asked him, where did you get your professorial degree from? And he mentioned a school. And then the, what do you call the Nigerian something, educational something, Universities Commission. Nigeria University Commission. They decided to go and trace, and they discovered that he was lying. You see? I know another young pastor that was in the same school with my wife. While they were still pursuing their degree, the UNILAG here, before they completed the degree, he changed his title to doctor. So my wife, one day we were looking at the television, said, my classmate with this now. He never get first degree though. He don't become doctor. And what comes to my mind is, they are rushing to acquire titles. Meanwhile, there is a man in the Bible that had all those titles. After he came to the knowledge of who Jesus Christ is, he took all his titles, he counted them as what? Dungs, and dropped them away. What he dropped and dropped away, Pentecostal ministers are rushing to acquire them both by crook and by hook. Here is a man here. Now, by the grace of this same revelation, I don't go Bible school. I don't get any title. But what I know, not too many noble, not too many mighty, after the flesh, they know it. And I didn't go anywhere. It's grace. Amazing grace.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, I was now I am found.
Is not like
to give you where I derive my authority from to speak the way I speak. If you have not been properly baptized through the mirror of this world, I say God does not know you. If you have ever been testifying, it is crumbs falling from the children's table. Nothing more. That's why the boldness is not in you to confront your situation. The knowledge, saving knowledge of God, saving knowledge. I don't know, maybe one of you sent me a text earlier in the day of your fiance, according to you, your fiance or boyfriend, whatever he is. He said he has stopped paying tithes. The reason is because there's something maybe he's believing God for. Since God doesn't bring it, he say until God brings it, he will not be start paying his tithes. He's been waiting, and I said, Daddy, help, what do I do? I said, that man is an unbeliever. He's an unbeliever. God is God, he's not a man. I wrote in that text, I said, God is a creator, not a contractor. God is not a contractor. There's no contract with him. Hallelujah. Imagine clay pot given the potter condition. Clay. Why did you mold me like this? Unless you change me, I'm not gonna allow you to put water for inside this pot. It will scatter you to pieces and make something else. Amen. So all this is because people now, they don't know how God is. They approach him anyhow. And somebody stood to tell you that you can come anyhow. You cannot come to God anyhow. If you are going to go to God, you must go by the way of the cross. You cannot go anyhow. You cannot go without recognizing what the blood of Jesus Christ did. That is why we always say, go and clear your past sins. The curse that we received from the Garden of Eden was broken on the cross on Calvary. Water baptism is you demonstrating your faith in what happened there. If there's anybody here, you have not been baptized. Our water is ready. And we are going to do water baptism. Are we not ready? Praise the Lord. Listen, if you have never been baptized, okay, you receive your water baptism, but it was not in this church. You have been baptized, but it was not in this church. Can you stand up? I won't find trouble. Some people go vex now. You see what I want to do now? Some people go vex. Thank you. Just humble yourself. We're before the presence of God. Anything I do here, it is for your own good. Eh? It's for your own good. I may be like, no, there are some nurses. If they want to give you injection, when they say, oh yeah, your bum bum, while you are still waiting, they go tell you, say, I've finished. You say, you don't do it. They say, yes, I've finished. They are experts. The way they put it inside, you know, go no say they don't finish. You the thing say in our hand, you don't they rub your. You don't finish. I finish. Then there are some. Even the way they carry the needle, now I think they carry the needle. Whether he hold her like this or he put her small, the important thing is that make him listen at the right medicine enter your body. That's all. Anyhow I talk him, it's for your salvation. Eh? Anyhow I talk him. I may be like that nurse so when they carry one like this. Scare you first. See, say this. See how I finish with you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for standing up. If I just ask you, which church are you? Where did you baptize? Eh?
Catholic.
You go?
Catholic.
Catholic. Please, I say this. When I talk, I will talk. Kingsley, you are saying talk, talk. You dey pray for me. You dey pray for me. When my talk and finish, then come, they attack me. I should talk. Please, listen. If your Catholics baptize wrongly, go and re-baptize. There is baptism according to your church, and there is baptism according to the Bible. Now you have finished the one for your church. That makes you to be accepted in your church. But to be accepted in the kingdom of God, baptized according to the Bible. The pool is ready there. I will take a few minutes and let you know why it is wrong. So anybody standing, you are Catholic, please sit down. Thank you. You baptized wrongly. Catholic, sit down. Sit down. Catholic, thank you. Catholic, sit down. Catholic, thank you. What of you, sir?
Bible Life Church.
Eh?
Bible Life Church.
Bible Life.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that one. I don't know about them. God bless you. Be seated. Where did you baptize, sir?
Christian Pentecostal Mission.
CPM. Which of you? CPM. CPM baptizes wrongly. Eh? I'll prove it to you. They baptize wrongly. If you are from CPM, please sit down. God of you. Yes? Eh?
Winners.
Winners, they baptize wrongly. Don't be angry. I'll prove it to you. Who again? Yes, sister? Where?
Watchman.
Watchman baptizes wrongly. God bless you, man. No vex. If you are from Watchman, sit down. If you are from Winners, sit down. If you are from CPM, please sit down. You fall under the same category. And who again? Next person.
Church of God in Christ.
I don't know that one.
From Abba.
Eh?
Abba.
Abba?
East,
No, it can be anywhere. I don't know them. I don't know what they stand for, how they teach it there. I only speak for the one I know. In case they carry me go court, I'll prove it. The next person.
I was baptized wrongly, so I want to. I need to baptize.
Praise the Lord. Eh?
I was baptized as an infant, so.
Infant baptism.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Catholic now.
It's wrong.
Sit down. He knows. He knows it's wrong. And yet you have not corrected it. You are joking with your eternal destination by that. Once you grow up in your Christian growth, you discover you are doing something in error, immediately you repent and correct it. That is what spiritual progress is all about. You don't know everything in one day. Knowledge is progressive. You know it to a level, suddenly you discover, praise God. There's a teaching we have been teaching for since this church started for the past 16 years. Eh? And I was studying last week, and I came across in the book of Esther. And I called Pastor Thomas in the night. I said, Pastor Thomas, in the night, I said, are you with your Bible? I said, open it. I said, see this scripture. He shouted, he said, Kai, this Bible is deeper, it's deeper, it's deeper. I said, now only brush, they scratch the thing. We don't know, say that thing, we just scratch and there's something deeper there. You see? So, but you have to be open. I think I showed you another one yesterday. It's the same thing. Praise the Lord. I discovered yesterday, I was showing him that Acts 2 is fulfilled 2 times. What happened on the day of Pentecost is going to happen again. I saw it in the Bible. But we didn't know before. Because we are just repeating what some great people have taught. But if you open your heart, you will go deeper. So also it is with water baptism So also it is with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Very soon you soon discover the revelation, you grow in it. Amen. And you can learn it from anybody. You can, this youth contender in this church, see that man there, that young man there, wave your hand. See, he has shown me so many things in the Bible I didn't know. He's always studying. When he jam and finish, he'll come and ask. I say, I didn't see it like this. So. You see? I won't say because I'm pastor, therefore I don't arrive. I never arrive, nothing. Nobody. Even angels. Praise the Lord. Who was this person that told me? Is it? It's a young man that came to my office and saw something. He was trying to explain to me 1 Timothy 3:16. God was manifested in the flesh. Who is the brother here today? You are the one? Stand up. Let me see your face. Now you. Yes, now you. He said that scripture said. You know, you don't mention it carelessly, but you didn't know you dropped something that I was thinking over. He said, that scripture said, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. He says, how did he put it? God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Then he said, God was seen of angels. Then he said, the Bible said, no man can see God and live. So even angels have not seen God. The only way they saw God was in Christ. He told me that. And he was correct. Nobody has seen God and it, and nobody will ever see God. He will remain God. You can never take your hand and draw him. You can't snap his picture. The only thing you will see is his glory around. So he said, God was manifested in the flesh and seen of angels. Angels saw God in the flesh. And he called my attention to it. So we learn every day. You see? You see, I'm acknowledging that I learned from him. You see? So when I'm speaking like this, the one where I know pass your geo, I go talk him. Praise God. Because it's progressive and your geo can learn from me. If me, I can learn from a church member, why will your geo not learn from me? Is it too big to learn? Which church did you go?
I was baptized in Assemblies of God Church.
Assemblies of God baptizes wrongly. If you are from Assemblies of God, sit down. Baptism wrong in Assemblies of God. What of you, sister?
I was baptized in Deeper Life Bible Church.
Deeper Life Bible Church, they baptize wrongly. Somebody go vex. Now this man, they condemn everybody. So now only your own correct. I will prove it to you. You go.
I was baptized in Calvary Deliverance Ministry. CDM.
I don't know them. Thank you. God bless you. Sit down. What of you?
I was baptized in Christ Chapel International Churches.
They baptized wrongly. Sit down. Pastor Thomas was there. He baptized there too before. It's from there he saw this entire message. What of you? So, see, sit down, all of you, sit down. Yes?
I was baptized in Redeem.
Redeem baptizes wrongly. Ha! Pastor. Pastor. Ha! Daddy Gio baptizes wrongly. I have a book. Anybody from Redeem here? Apart from you. You? Redeem? Any minister here for Redeem? I'll give you the book if there's a minister for Redeem. You'll be minister for Redeem. Former governor of Anambra State, Mbadimiju, he wrote something to Redeem. He put it in a Punch newspaper, a whole page. Then put it in a booklet. It was that page I read. I phoned him. And he sent copies of those books he wrote. And he was proving in that book that Daddy Gio was misleading the millions of people following him with the doctrine of Trinity. Not be me talking, I'm only telling you what Mbadiniju wrote. I didn't say he's misleading people. I said Mbadizinoju say. I didn't say, I'm only saying what Mbadiniju say. And he didn't say secretly, he put it in a national newspaper. It was like an open letter to the DGO. So I saw it too. So he said that the DGO is misleading the millions of people following him with the doctrine of Trinity. And he proved it from the scriptural point of view that the doctrine of Trinity is unscriptural. Three persons in one God. He proved it. That is my dear brother, Mbadiniju, preaching it. Praise God. So, and let me tell you why I quickly say redeem, deeper life, assemblies of God. Let me tell you, all Trinitarian churches, they baptize wrongly. Because they carry their understanding of the Godhead into water baptism also. The understanding of three persons in one God, as they understand, is what they have taken to interpret Matthew 28 verse 19. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, that is Trinity. So, three. So when you go to baptize for your salvation, you have to baptize in Trinity. Baptize you according to Matthew 28 verse 19 in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. They put you inside the water and they bring you out. That is their understanding, but it is wrong. It is wrong. Why? Because that scripture is not talking about Trinity. That scripture is loud and clear for anybody that, you know, will allow the Holy Ghost to lead you, not with a hangover of where you are coming from. Because, listen, common sense will tell you that apart from Matthew 28 verse 19, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, those disciples that were there, that listened to Jesus Christ, when they were mouth to mouth, he was talking to them. When they were going to obey that commandment, you never hear any of them say Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Every baptism in the New Testament, they baptized after that commandment in the name of the Lord Jesus. And a mathematician is one that has the ability to break down. And one of the Jews is a mathematician. Baptized in the name of the Father. It simply means the Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name. And the interesting thing about it is the name of the Father is the name of the Son. The name of the Son is the name of the Holy Ghost. So the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is one name. What is that name? What is the name of the Father?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Son?
Jesus.
What is the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
Praise God. It's in the Bible.